Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms, it uses matchmakers. Real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
There's a reason everyone says Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos. And now, for a limited time only, taste for yourself with Pepe's Taco Combo Platter. You get one carne asada taco and two beef, chicken, or pork tacos, plus beans and rice. What's not to love?
Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Elsie.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance. 1-0 Cubs. Home run, Wilson Contreras to left.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
4:02 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that they perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
It's tough because it doesn't matter how much work I put on and when I don't play it on full work, you know, throwing and everything, because if I don't get a chance to throw it, I mean, that's the reason why they were running left and right today, because they know it was slow to the play. Simple as that. So... yeah, it's a shame that, you know, like, it's my fault because I didn't throw anybody out.
Those candid comments by Miguel Montero following last night's game has cost him his job with the Cubs. He's been designated for assignment following his public criticism of Jake Arrieta in that soundbite. A day later, Montero feels the exact same way.
I probably would say it again because I was hot, the heat of the moment, frustrated. I'm as much as frustrated that he was, and everybody is, you know, so...
Montero this afternoon with Bernstein and Goff. The Nationals stole 7 bases against the Cubs' battery of Arrieta and Montero last night. Opponents were 31-for-31 this season when attempting to steal, with Montero catching. The Cubs play Game 3 in Washington tonight. John Lackey and Steven Strasburg, the pitchers. Carlos Rodon will take the mound for the first time this season as the White Sox host the Yankees. Rodon has been out all year with an arm injury. Masahiro Tanaka goes for the Yankees. NBA big move in the Western Conference. The Clippers have reportedly agreed to trade Chris Paul to Houston for 7 players, including Sam Decker, Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, and a first-round draft pick next year. Phil Jackson's tenure as Knicks president over after 3 full seasons. Jackson and the Knicks mutually agreeing to part ways. In those 3 seasons, the Knicks never made the playoffs and went 80-166. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live. live bright. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Think back here, Fred. Do you feel like this roster plays more to your strengths than at any other point since you've been here?
You know, I'm just really getting to watch Lowry these last couple days on film. He's a sneaky athlete.
Yeah, he kind of caught himself there, didn't he?
White guy.
Is he a coach's kid, too? Does he have a high motor?
Gym rat. Coach on the floor. Coach's son.
Is he the first one in and the last one to leave?
I do like a white guy.
Is he trustworthy?
Sam Smith with Bulls.com. You know, we Americans are big on stereotypes, and even though it's not a good idea, we still use them all the time. When you're 7 foot and a white guy, the notion is, well, you're soft. And so how do you answer that when people bring that up?
I know the stereotype is there, but I don't include myself in that. It's just...
Or is he a smooth, natural athlete that just needs coaching?
With quick twitch muscles?
Just have to figure out where to play him. We know he's a fabulous athlete. We just got to figure out how to get the ball in his hands.
He's got great genes.
A sneaky athlete.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Some white guys getting ready to get paid around the NBA here pretty soon. Saturday, the first day of league free agency, and Thursday is when people can start flirting. That tampering but not tampering kind of wave that's getting ready to happen here. Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward might sign a 3-year deal and then get money all over again after his 10-year service. Like, if Gordon Hayward plays this right, I think that the difference, everybody's talking about Gordon Hayward going to Miami or Boston.
Oh, Boston with just their, they can't get enough. They'll take 10 Gordon Haywards if they can.
Danny, if he plays it right, the difference between what Utah would give him in a 3-year deal and Boston or Miami is $3 million. And wow. Then you get paid all over again. So all these people, oh, you lose all that money if you play it right, which I think he will. You know, he'll get all that money. But that's not why you call.
I want to get to these calls in just a second. I want to finish up this piece from 538 about what's going on with the ball. And this is great stuff. Look, the ball's juiced. The ball is smaller. The ball is flying farther. And it's a question of why. Mm-hmm. And we don't know because MLB's declined comment. MLB says it's within range. But what they say here is that MLB's standards are so broad that they could permit a 100% change in home run rates without the commissioner ever finding a ball outside the acceptable range. Okay. To say that baseballs are still within permitted specifications is like noting that a race car and a minivan are both automobiles. It's not wrong, but if you pit them against each other in a drag race, the Ferrari beats the Dodge Caravan every time. So if the changes that made the ball bouncier and slicker are random, then baseball's home run era could end just as suddenly as it began. But Rob Manfred has said that fans like home runs and strikeouts. The number of whiffs and long balls close to all-time highs. It must be baseball's golden era. And to keep it that way, Manfred will have to impose tighter control over the ball's construction. That same random manufacturing changes that might have made it bouncier and slicker could just as easily make it stiff and air-resistant, bringing back the year of the pitcher and rendering all our juice ball detective work for naught. Yeah, this is just another way of saying it's clear. It's always been the best answer, the most obvious answer, the smartest answer that something was done to the ball. And now we know something was done to the ball. We don't know why, but we know that that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. Mike is in Cicero. He is on The Score.
What up, Mike?
Hey, guys.
Make sure your radio's all the way off for us, man.
All right, sorry, boys.
No problem.
Well, here's my thing. I don't think it's so much if Jimmy's thinking that Montero's pride is crushed because he got designated for.
You're speaking of Jimmy, the caller from the segment where we talked about the Cubs. Okay.
Right. Montero couldn't throw out my 4-year-old. All right.
Okay.
And my 4-year-old's slow.
Okay.
Did Montero say anything wrong about the Cubs pitching? No, he didn't. My biggest question would be. One would be if Contreras would have said the same stuff, would this be as blown out as it is now?
It'd be a big deal if Wilson Contreras, as a second-year guy, threw under the bus a starting staff full of veteran guys who he helped win a World Series.
Yes, the answer is yes, it would be a huge deal, but there's no way he would have been designated for assignment. He would have just received a talking to.
All right. You understand expendable pieces in a company, though, Mike. Certain guys can't talk like that.
I agree. I thought Montero was going to go when he made the comments that he was hurt about his playing time in the World Series. I thought for sure that was his pretty much see you later saying. But is Theo looking possibly to get more pitching in, or is this
He said that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Yeah, he has been saying that. He continued to say it. He said it with us that, they're always on the market for that. In McHenry, it is Will. He is on the score.
Yeah, hi, guys. I am thrilled with this Montero DFA move. I think it's fantastic. The guy's been a distraction all year. Almost every single reason for bringing him in last year has been nullified by either his performance or the team no longer having those needs.
Well, he's been a pretty damn good hitter when he's got his chances, though.
Well, yeah, but we have plenty of switch hitting bats that can replace him. And, you know, we have a logjam of position players, maybe not necessarily at catcher, but there's plenty of other guys who can come up and replace his offense. But a guy at this stage in his career to not be comfortable in this organization in that brand new clubhouse with a nice fancy World Series ring on his finger. I mean, some guys' playing time is really important to him, but to touch on one of Jimmy the caller's points, this is not last year. It's this year, and they need to do what's best this year. Some of the metrics you guys have spouted on this radio station, particularly his time to spring up and deliver a throw, well below league average and even further below what Contreras can do. The only thing that surprised me was that they didn't try to shop him around, sending a clear message, you know, don't talk out of turn.
Well, they cut him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that was the message.
Yeah, isn't that a clearer message?
No, I think that's fantastic. Rather than do the traditional move of shopping.
Well, it's obvious. Obvious that Joe Maddon also liked.
You're not going to get anything for a 33-year-old.
Yeah, Joe Maddon liked the guy too. I mean, he thought that his mound visits were crucial last year, and he also thought that him being he and David Ross being around a guy like Wilson Contreras was good for Wilson's growth, and he helped you in a couple of really big spots in the World Series. He did what he had to do.
As you mentioned, we are expecting to hear relatively soon from Mark Grody, the Cubs pre and post game host of the broadcast here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is in the clubhouse at Nationals Park, and he's gathering reaction from Cubs, and we'll have that for us as soon as he gets back up to the press box. Madison, Wisconsin, Bruce is on WSCR.
Hey, guys, I think it's kind of interesting. You know, 108-year courtship, the marriage occurs, and now the honeymoon apparently is over. But I think winning cures a lot of ills in the clubhouse. It also masks some of the problems on the field. But I've also noticed, and this happens in a lot of sports, when things start going wrong, all of a sudden injuries start to kind of come out of the woodwork, and all of a sudden a guy who might have played through pain before because the team was winning and he didn't want to miss out or lose his spot, all of a sudden now there's more guys getting hurt, and now somebody else is hurt. I'm not saying any of the guys that are DL.
Yeah, who do you suspect that with?
Yeah, if you're accusing somebody of malingering, you got to name him.
No, but I mean, I'm saying it's just kind of noticeable sometimes on teams where the wheels are kind of coming off, that just mysteriously guys are getting hurt.
You got to tell me which one's mysterious.
Are you speaking of Russell? Are you speaking of Jason Hayward?
You got to tell me which one you find mysterious, because I would say that teams struggle sometimes because of injuries, and right. I think it's not the other way around.
Right. I mean, but baseball is a game of attrition. It's just a matter of you kind of start, and football is the same way. They say they're healthy before training camp, and that's the end of
it. Right, but which injury do you find mysterious?
Not any in particular.
Oh, so you're just speaking in general.
Just the succession. Yeah, it's just a trend that sometimes you'll see where teams aren't winning.
Well, that hasn't happened.
It's the opposite. It's the teams struggle because of injuries. Yeah. They don't get hurt because they struggle.
Right. I mean, these injuries are part of the problem. The key guys, and especially the veteran presence, is missing a little bit. But these injuries weren't a part of the team last year.
Because they were uniquely lucky last year.
And they had an all-time great defense, too. They had a historically good defense.
I don't buy the your insinuation that the Cubs are deciding to make up injuries or be otherwise hurt just because the team's struggling. I think that's wrong and unfair.
Well, no, it's not an insinuation. Don't take it as
it's a direct insinuation. You're saying things are mysterious. You say that you're talking in generalities about noticing on certain teams. Yeah, I mean, you own it. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of interesting to see that it coincides with some of the problems. And
it's it causes the problems. Yeah, injuries teams, make you worse.
Teams lose because guys who you count on are playing hurt or they're playing with replacements that aren't as good as the guys that you had starting.
Yeah, that's one I think that you kind of chose to get backwards. Andrew in Highland Park, you're on the score.
Hey, guys.
What up?
I'm a loyal listener, and I have a degree in physics, so this is going to actually pan out well for me. If the coefficient of drag friction is or drag is less, then the coefficient of friction on the ball in the hand would be less. And when I was listening to Molly and Hanley talk, and I've listened to you guys talk about, they were interviewing Bosio talking about the seams were different, and that may be causing this blister problem for Arrieta. But if his grip is less on the ball, and the ball is slick coming out of his hand, that's like playing golf with your hands wet and you're going to get blisters on your grip. It's the same kind of thing. Do you think pitching coaches and pitching staffs will have to make changes beyond the fact of giving up fewer home runs? I'm thinking for instance, Colorado's just removed the four-seam fastball completely from their arsenal. They don't throw it. They only throw a two-seam fastball, which might have a lot to do with their altitude issue. But it could have a lot to do with the fact that it might give you more grip to throw a two-seam fastball than a four-seam fastball.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Andrew, because Theo Epstein was talking about that, and also MLB Network was talking about how to counterbalance or counteract the emphasis on launch angle, there are certain pitches that will kind of, not nullify it, but kind of, balance the scales a little bit, and the four-seam fastball is being removed more than we'd like to think it is, because the two-seam fastball or the sinking fastball is what guys want to throw when people are all up in arms about launch angle and trying to have, if your swing isn't a natural uppercut swing, trying to make that swing that way. So it's funny that you mentioned that about the Colorado Rockies starting staff and how they're teaching them. Just heard Theo Epstein talking about that not too long ago. Now, is it because of the ball? Is it because of the launch angle emphasis? I think they all are coinciding and all in that formula of all these home runs flying out of major league ballparks.
Every pitcher's different. And, when we talked to Jake Arrieta about him losing the feel on his cutter slider, mm-hmm. I wonder if that coincided with August of 2015. I wonder if that was...
In launch angle?
But I'm just saying that particular pitch... I wonder
We got the dates on when he was good, and then all of a sudden when he became the Jake that we see now. And he even said it when we asked him, I'm not a 4 ERA guy. I'm better than that.
Well, North Lake, Jeff, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. First time caller. How you doing?
Okay.
The guy before me really brought on Jake. I was hoping to get to that too. Just a quick two small points. Did Jake get part of a pass today because of another non-quality start with the Big Miggy, blah, blah, blah?
A pass from whom?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean? A pass from whom or from what?
Well, you mentioned he pitched poorly. Dan said early on in the show that the big problem is he's got too many runners on base.
He walked six guys. He's been able to deal. He is slow to the plate. He is easy to steal on.
So I apologize.
Okay. No apology necessary.
Early morning, afternoon, it really was really nothing on Jake, which obviously the shocking news came in when Miggy was the big story.
Oh, yeah.
But how long do we really think this story is going to continue when we think, obviously, there's more issues at hand? Currently, 2-3 weeks away from the deadline, do we see maybe nothing really happening this year? Maybe a small thing that we can find, maybe to get them through a division, maybe find some, magic luck come playoff time and see what these young kids can offer throughout to see wintertime. Could this be a big piece for a big deal down the line?
So when you say nothing really happening, do you say inactivity at the trade deadline and just standing pat?
Maybe something small, maybe get them through into the division. That's the only way they're going to get
it. I think it depends on what deals are out there. I think it's impossible to predict unless we know what the current market bears or what the climate is. But look, I mean, the fact is, Jake Arrieta get a pass? Jake Arrieta has been criticizing himself. Something's wrong. He's not good. Yeah. He's certainly not what he was.
He's trying to make himself a different pitcher, and it's at the wrong time, and his contract clocked. You know, he's a sinker baller, curveball pitcher when he wasn't that the last 2 years.
Jim Deshays called it a transitional phase. I used those exact words. I said, Jake, are you in a transitional phase? He said, no. I think he and Scott Boras know what needs to be said publicly and what doesn't need to be said publicly. But
that talk from the first visit that we had, Dan, to the visit that we had on the rooftop, there's two different Jakes. You know, you talk about morphing as a different into a different pitcher. Listen to that first situation where we talked to him, and listen to him now. He's understanding more and more. At the beginning, we took the soundbite, and it's part of our open about how we need something to talk about with velocity. He's not saying that anymore. He's actually telling Ken Rosenthal that this is what happens when you pitch close to 500 innings.
But then he said that some of that was taken out of context, that it wasn't overall velocity that he was talking about. Though.
Different sounding guy.
I think he's realizing it. This segment brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Want to win a rockin' trip from Jersey Mike's and Pepsi? Stop in Jersey Mike's today to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com.
Check us out on our live video stream at Watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle.
We should get some fresh sound from the Cubs clubhouse from Mark Grody any moment on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Washington Nationals 7, Chicago Cubs nothing. That's not the final score from last night. The final score was 6-1. Nats 7, Cubs nothing was the score in stolen bases. There was 7-for-7 on Chicago. So a terrible night for catcher Miguel Montero. Except the Cubs catcher was not owning that, not at all. He instead pointed the finger at starter Jake Arrieta, saying, quote, "The reason they were running left and right today is because Arrieta was slow to the plate. Simple as that." End of quote. Montero lighting up his own pitcher the way the Nats lit up the base pass. Not surprisingly, Montero is now reportedly DFA, designated for assignment. Too bad. He's my favorite Cub, or at least he was. Believe me, the game will be worse without him. Hopefully he lands on his feet. I'm Jim Rome.
Hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way without compromising reliability on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for 4 lines with HD video included. Not just Unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot / tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And it's Jason Goff here.
And guess what? The 4th of July sale at Mattress Firm is going on. They're kicking off the summer with daily deals. Everything from free pillows to 50% off mattresses from brands you love. But you got to get into the store because you never know what the daily deal is until you go to that Mattress Firm. You see it. You're probably driving by one right now. You're thinking, ooh, what's the daily deal? Well, go check it out.
The daily deals are things like these. 15 queen sets under $999.99. Hampton and Rhodes mattress sets under $179.99. And also, Serta mattress is just $399.99. And of course, we've been telling you about the base. You might get yourself a free adjustable base like the Leggett and Platt 50 series with select mattress sets.
Wow. Yeah. I have an adjustable base and I love it. They say, hey, you might as well do this. And I say, you know what? You're right. I might as well. A mattress purchase is a big thing.
Get yourself a base.
Yeah, optimize it. Maximize it, especially because you can get 0% APR for 6 years. So you come in, you start sleeping happy on your perfect mattress and you take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. Check out the Beautyrest Black Hybrid. It's a multi-touch memory foam mattress with individually pocketed coils, a high-tech marriage of contouring comfort and superior support technology to power off. only at Mattress Firm. But you got to get in there. You got to actually lie down on some of these things. And it's surprisingly easy when you share with the mattress professional what your preferences are. And sometimes I sleep on my side, and sometimes I flip over, and sometimes I put a pillow under here. Be honest, and they can figure out exactly what the best fit is for you, the right mattress, the right base, the right frame, all of it, because that's what they do. The 4th of July sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
This is the week to shop, a very special Knaus BMW sales event featuring over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs, including a great selection of late model BMW coupes, sedans, convertibles, and sports activity vehicles in pristine condition with prices as attractive as our inventory, along with special leasing and finance offers from Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. You'll be surprised to see just how much BMW you can get for your money. Plus, isn't it nice to know the BMW you choose is covered by a CPO protection plan for ultimate peace of mind? The Knaus BMW sales event on certified pre-owned BMWs. Don't let that perfect one get away. Knaus BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
There's a reason everyone says Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos. And now, for a limited time only, taste for yourself with Pepe's Taco Combo Platter. You get one carne asada taco and two beef, chicken, or pork tacos, plus beans and rice. What's not to love?
Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York. Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's figure eight plus one-on-one drags and compact demo. Saturday, it's a special event with all Saturday classes racing, followed by a giant fireworks display. For more info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrifield, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit SheltonFireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Rose and roll.
Thursdays this June, Potawatomi presents Summer Treasures. A fortune valued at over $150,000 will be discovered, with single gems worth up to $10,000. Summer Treasures, playing Thursdays June 8th through 29th, only at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/treasures to start your adventure. Must be at least 21 years old and a Fire Keepers Club member to participate.
just a light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Club, at home or at the 19 Plains, New York.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I can't speak for everybody else. I can only speak for myself. And I've been in this game a long time. I've seen a lot of stuff in the heat of the moment. I don't sit there and keep replaying it like you guys do, how everybody wants to.
That's Chris Bosio this morning on the Mully and Hanley show talking about whatever the hell he was talking about. A lot of people are jumping in on the text line. Welcome back, by the way, to the Bernstein and Golf Show. A lot of people are jumping in on the text line and are bringing up what everyone brings up as soon as we start talking about Jake Arrieta. And there's an insinuation that Jake Arrieta is off of PEDs or he's off the juice. That's why he's getting rocked. This is the question that I'll ask you. A guy who has been very, very public about being tested. And I remember when I asked him a question 2 years ago and made it to Sports Illustrated because he said his performance-enhancing drugs are vegetables, or he said something to that effect, or lean meat and veggies or leafy plants. And everybody laughed about it, and he's talked about being tested as much as he has. If a guy like that was on whatever you think he was on, why would he stop the year before his contract is up? Ask yourself that question before you start texting over and over because you think, I've got the clever retort. I know.
I'm going to be the guy that shouts PEDs.
Right. Meanwhile, you're one of 12 people on the text line who
in
have
a
done
row.
It in a row.
Yeah.
Right, right. Why would you do that? Why would you stop doing it the year before you're about to get paid?
I can't answer you.
Just ask him.
In Evergreen Park, it's Jason. He's on the Score.
Hey guys, love your show. I've probably second time caller. My question is for Miggy is that if it was Jake Arrieta's fault, then how can Contreras throw out guys when Lester's pitching, when these guys are getting a 20-foot head start and not even worried about him throwing the ball over? And
because Lester actually cares more about the running game than Arrieta does. Lester actually,
he's attentive. He just doesn't like throwing over.
Right?
There.
No. In the way he varies his stop sets, the way he handles himself, Lester and his catcher control the running game. Arrieta does not.
But don't these guys get like a 20-foot head start against?
But they don't go.
And they get caught in no man's land.
Look at the numbers. Yeah. Actually, look at the.
They were terrific, Jason, against the running game with Lester on the mound.
My question is, the guys who do go, how come Contreras can pick them off? Not all the time.
Because they're out in no man's land.
They don't go.
And he gets picked off because they're too far away from first base because they're not used to having that. It's one thing not having that kind of lead and having that kind of lead and then not being used to having that kind of lead when anybody besides John Lester
Jason,
is up there.
Jason, don't confuse John Lester being weird with them being bad at controlling the running game when he pitches.
I get that. But, okay, I got one other point, and then I'll let it go. But what about last year when Miggy told Contreras, hey, man, you're playing too good. You need to slow it down. Isn't that more like, hey, you're showing me up. I'm not as good as you. Please stop showing me up.
I don't think that happened.
When and where did that happen?
That's when he went to Contreras and said, hey, you need to take it easy. You don't need to go so hard.
When did that happen?
I thought it was last year.
If anything, it was telling him to calm down behind the plate, which his pitchers.
Yeah, I don't remember that exactly, but a lot of the coaching of Contreras was to just chill out the twitchiness and the jumpiness,
be a better receiver,
and settle him down to frame to receive and understand everything that was going on. Just take a deep breath every once in a while. It wasn't you have to stop playing well.
Scoreboard update.
4:32 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that they perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
It really sucked because, you know, like the stolen bases go to me. Mm-hmm. And when you really look at it, the pitcher doesn't give me any time. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, yeah, okay, Miggy can throw nobody out. Yeah, but my pitchers don't hold anybody on it.
Those comments costing Miguel Montero his job with the Cubs. He's been designated for assignment one day after the Nationals stole seven bases against the Cubs, followed by Montero criticizing Jake Arrieta there. Montero was 0-31 this season, throwing runners out in stolen base attempts, but it's his mouth that leads to his departure. Just the latest in several outspoken moments Montero had while playing for Joe Maddon.
The comments probably drove it a little bit. I can't deny that.
If you didn't have Caratini ready to move,
yeah.
Yeah. If it wasn't Caratini, it could have been somebody else.
So you were surprised that he made those comments that he made last night?
Of course. I mean, I didn't know about him until I got on the bus and somebody texted him to me, and I think my reaction was, wow.
Cubs player reaction coming up with Mark Grody at 4:40 here on The Score. Game 3 in Washington tonight, John Lackey and Stephen Strasburg, the starters. On the south side, Carlos Rodon makes his season debut as the White Sox go for their second straight win against the Yankees. Rodon has been out since the start of the season with an arm injury. NBA big trade, Rockets GM Daryl Morey tweeting, "Welcome to the Houston Rockets at CP3, better known as Chris Paul. The Clippers have reportedly agreed to send Paul to Houston for 7 players, including Sam Decker, Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, and a first-round draft pick next year. Phil Jackson and the Knicks have officially parted ways. The Knicks were 80-166 in Jackson's 3 full years as team president. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Staples. When it's time for last-minute changes to a big presentation, let Staples be your office away from your office. With everything you need to print, scan, or fax, access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use the self-serve machines to avoid waiting and get back to
self-serve
business.
Self-serve machine. Sorry.
Staples, it's pro time. Dan, yes, is coming to Chicago, and you can be there. Log on to 670thescore.com. You can as well. Oh, owner okay. of Baloney Heart, right?
That's what I can say. Yeah, owner of Baloney Heart?
Much better than it.
Owner of Baloney Heart. Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Yes! Sorry, he's not. Turning into Weird Al Goff.
Sorry. Sorry, Zach. Jeez.
No, I'm not like you guys. I'm always too serious.
Too silly for Zach's seriousness.
Yes!
I apologize.
I'm trying to...
Baloney heart.
Where were we? Yes is coming to Chicago, and you can be there, Dan and Jason. Log on
yes!
to 670thescore.com and enter to win a pair of tickets to see Yes at Festival Park.
Yeah. Yes! You can put it on the board. Yes. Hawk runs out there, brings him out. Here comes John Anderson. Squire.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Ruined it. Sorry. Now Tannehill's jumping in.
There's nothing wrong with what you guys are doing.
No, because I messed with Zach.
Yeah, no.
Messed with the update, and I'm going to get the cat of nine tails now. I'm sorry.
Yes is coming to Chicago, and you can be there. Log on to 670thescore.com and enter to win a pair of tickets to see Yes at Festival Park at Grand Victoria Casino on August 19th. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Guys, this is 670 The Score, celebrating 25 mm-hmm. years of Chicago sports talk. That's a great question. I don't know how. And the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30. When the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Yes! All right. This segment is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
What?
Sometimes sports things really aren't that hard. And when I heard that Montero said what he said.
Yeah, you knew he was gone.
Yeah, my thought was that's it for Miguel Montero. Yeah,
you knew he was gone. I was just waiting. They did it pretty quickly. I thought it was going to take a couple of days, but they got old Vic Caratini up, and now you'll have Vic and Wilson behind the plate trying to calm down John Lackey and...
Yeah, I am...
John Lester and Jake Arrieta, and whenever Kyle comes back...
I am really concerned about tonight's Lackey start, because this has... old-fashioned country ass-waxing written all over it.
I'd like a serving of the country ass-wax, please, sir.
I didn't come here for a haircut, you know what I mean?
Is that kind of like a country
I came
breakfast?
Here for an old-fashioned country ass-waxing.
Yeah,
I'm in Washington.
You let it stay in the sun for a little bit longer so you can get that deep, glossy shine.
Yeah,
you know?
That's somebody that really backs down, man. We're going to play a little country hardball every now and then and figure it out.
Yeah, sure everybody likes doing that. Little country hardball. All of a sudden, pigs start squealing louder. No, I don't feel good about it either. But hell, 1 through 6, I don't feel good about seeing the Nationals with anybody. I don't, and then you knew yesterday, as soon as the second run had crossed the plate, you're like, all right, you could feel like Max Scherzer was like, thanks guys, got it from here, we're good. You can stop running now, we've got two runs, we're fine. Although there was the replay of that that Tommy La Stella throw to Rizzo where it looked like, it seemed as if ABC found the proper angle to make it, you know, an out call because Tommy La Stella's like, oh, we got to get rid of this thing. And
you got to charge that thing. Yeah, you got to come tearing in. Yeah. That guy's really, really, really fast.
Is he the fastest white man in sports?
Fastest white man in sports?
Mm-hmm.
Jordy Nelson?
I think Trey Turner is faster than him.
Yeah.
After the surgery.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me another guy.
Tim Dwight's no longer.
Why did I think of Tim Dwight immediately? Tim Dwight's been out of football for almost a
year. Rocco Baldelli.
Cut it out. remember Rocco Baldelli?
I immediately had one. Tim Dwight.
Yeah.
This segment is...
So Trey Turner, right? He's the champ? Is that it? Trey Turner's the guy, right?
Okay. It's brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Mark Grody coming up next. He's got sound for us from Nationals Park. Reaction to all that's going on with the Cubs on the Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on the Score.
I talk to Joe every day. I think there have been some games lately that the Cubs have not won, but he has been happy with the look.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by...
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Don't miss one of Chicagoland's favorite festivals, Eyes to the Skies, June 30th through July 2nd. Eyes to the Skies features hot air balloon launches, balloon glows, live music on two stages, nightly fireworks, and so much more. For a VIP experience, rent the sky with a private rent-a-sky tent, including unlimited beverages, snacks, parking passes, and room for 40 guests. Eyes to the Skies tickets are on sale now with proceeds benefiting local charities. Get your Eyes to the Skies tickets at eyestotheskies.org.
Hi, this is Billy with the Diamond Air in St. Charles. And gentlemen, if you are ready to get romantic with your lady this
Guess
summer...
Guess what, Billy?
What?
I'm pregnant.
Whoa, boy.
Yep, it's a Chicago Championship baby boom, and we are part of it.
Well, what does this mean?
It means it's time to start thinking about a push gift.
Well, what's a push gift?
You know, when your partner has your child, and you thank her with something special.
Oh, I think I get it. Is it like, you're my loving wife, I'm the slob husband. Thank you for putting up with me and suffering the pain of giving birth to my baby, and by the way, I want you to like me again.
Yeah, close enough.
Makes sense, but what does a guy get for his expecting mama?
Well, maybe remind her how special she is to you. I mean, what woman wouldn't love a pair of diamond solitaire earrings? Or maybe something meaningful for the both of you, such as a birthstone ring honoring the month your baby is born. Go with a gift that will last for generations.
Going on two generations now, with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen,
aww.
Size does matter.
Hello, hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big.
Nice.
You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way without compromising reliability on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for four lines with HD video included. Not just unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot / tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details.
At Continental Toyota, we know selection and low prices are important to our customers. So for a limited time, Continental Toyota is offering zero down lease options on Corolla and Camry. And Continental Toyota has over 450 new Toyotas to choose. Lease a 2017 Corolla LE for $215 a month, or lease a 2017 Camry SE for only $260 a month, both with zero due at signing. Experience the Continental difference on LaGrange Road in Hodgkins, ContinentalToyota.com. 36-month leases, taxes, license, title, extra. Must qualify through Toyota Financial Services. See dealer for details.
Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The 0-1, the runner at first going. The pitch outside. Stolen base from Michael Taylor. Six stolen bases against the battery of Jake Arrieta and Miguel Montero.
Oh, hi, Mark.
The familiar voice of Mark Grody that you hear before, during, and after Cubs games, you will hear now in the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven, try a Home Run In off the grill this summer, from all the way down to the clubhouse
Groats.
To all the way back, all the way up to the press box. Mark Grody has sound. Hello.
Yeah. What's going on, guy? You know that routine where you're huffing and puffing back and forth, trying not to miss anything.
Well, we appreciate your effort, man. Truly do.
I know it all too well.
Yes. Oh, it's got your cardio in.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. Got the car. And we are as high up at this particular baseball stadium as any in baseball. But anyway, guys, the vibe from the players, generally speaking, was that, yes, a sort of baseball protocol was broken. But I will say, a bit surprised that the decision was made to designate Miguel Montero for assignment. I would say, though, management was much more succinct in their decision and very decisive, as you will hear from Jed Hoyer, the general manager of the Cubs right now.
Obviously, after the game, we read those comments, and you know, Theo and I and Joe and a number of people, you know, talked through those last night, and you know, we made the decision, you know, factoring in everything, we made the decision that, you know, we were going to move on without Miggy. Doesn't mean we don't have, you know, a ton of respect and appreciation for what he did for us for 2.5 years, but ultimately, given where we are as a team, we felt like the things he said were sort of against what we're trying to accomplish right now, and we felt like I said, it was right to move on without him.
You said factoring in everything. Does that mean his performance on the field as well?
Yeah, it means his performance on the field. It means where we are in the standings, all those things. I think that you don't make any decision in a vacuum, and I think we factored in everything, and you know, in this particular situation, we felt like that was the right thing to do.
To be clear, this doesn't happen, though, if he doesn't make those comments. Would that be correct to say?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I do think that you know, the throwing issues were something we have been discussing. I think that, you know, when a team begins to sort of alter their game plan around that, I think that's something that you have to factor in. I mean, you have to be a deterrent to the running game, but yeah, you know, we probably wouldn't have made this decision were it not for those comments. I think that was a big factor. You know, we have to have each other's back. I think anyone that plays a team sport knows that you don't deflect blame onto a teammate or teammates after a game. I think that's, you know, that's a pretty simple rule of being a good teammate, and obviously that was violated. And you know, right now through 77 games, we haven't gotten it going yet. We haven't come together as a team. We're fighting as a group to come together. And I think those comments, you know were a detriment to what we're trying to accomplish right now at this point in the season.
So if the comments are not made, he's probably here today. But, guys, clearly They were monitoring the situation with Miguel Montero defensively. You know that he's been good with the bat this year, but he has struggled defensively in terms of throwing guys out and his throws in general.
Mark, is there any worry before you get to the rest of your tape? Was there any worry that things were coming apart a little bit in that clubhouse? The way he ended that statement just now, saying that at this point and what they were trying to do and how things are right now, it makes it seem like it was, you know, one drop too many in the bucket that made it overflow. Or am I reading too much into that?
Well, you know, the feeling that I get is that sometimes a player will get the benefit of the doubt when something goes awry. But, mm-hmm. I mean, if you heard or read what Anthony Rizzo had said right. earlier, that they were not particularly pleased with some earlier comments that Miguel Montero had made. So this might have been, to some degree, a last straw situation for Miguel Montero relative to some of the other things that he had said. And it made the decision, Jason, I think, a little bit easier for Jed Hoyer, because it didn't sound like he hemmed and hawed over too much.
The rest of the clubhouse is fine, though, in terms of where they are mentally, as much as you can be with an underperforming squad.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's really difficult for me to tell any kind of difference in these players from day to day. Because, I mean, we see it a lot. I'm on the buses with these guys.
Yeah.
Right, and honestly, Jason, I'm always looking for that. Like, when it's a bad day for this team, I'm always saying, okay, is this going to be the day where they're going to wear it a little bit or they're going to hang their heads? And I just don't see it. I mean, from time to time, you'll see something. But for the most part, I've always been amazed by that from a psychological perspective that they probably take on the demeanor of their manager that, you know, you're allowed to be upset about it for a little while. Keep that to yourself in the clubhouse. But when we see them, honestly, you wouldn't know whether they won or lost. And they were very similar last year during the runaway season of 2016.
What do we need to know about Victor Caratini?
Well, you know, from everything that we've been able to figure out about Caratini, he can hit. I find it's sort of interesting because usually when you have a catcher, it's about his defense and how good he is in that regard. But in this case, Victor Caratini has been really good with the bat. But again, it's about that catcher-pitcher relationship that is something that they're going to have to work on. And, you know, to a large degree, they're still working on that with Wilson Contreras. So it's one of the hardest positions to break in baseball in terms of that part of it. So I think his offense is okay, but it's his defense that they're working on more than anything as far as Victor Caratini is concerned.
We know you got some more tape to play for us, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's get to Joe Maddon, who he was pretty surprised by the comments that were made by Miguel Montero. Let's just start from the beginning with Joe Maddon. Here he is.
It was pretty straightforward. I talked to Theo last night. We both were in agreement. It was the right thing to do. That's it. And not only that, I mean, just the play in general. I mean, it's difficult, and I know that, you know, you could argue that Jake was slow to the plate. I'm not going to dispute that. And we've been, you know, attempting to make Biggie more efficient at making that play. I will defend. I still stand by. He's a really good receiver, and he blocks the ball really well. And there's definitely something left in the bat. But for our purposes right now, taking everything into consideration, we thought this was the right thing to do.
So regardless of the comments, this was something that needed to be.
No, the comments probably drove it a little bit. I can't deny that.
If you didn't have Caratini ready, does this move get made?
Yeah. If it wasn't Caratini, it could have been somebody else.
So you were surprised that he made those comments that he made last night?
Of course. I mean, I didn't know about him until I got on the bus and somebody texted him to me. And I think my reaction was, wow. And then after that, you try to figure out exactly what's the next right thing to do. And then I got back to the room last night, spoke with Theo. We talked about it a bit, and this was the conclusion. How you doing, sir? Good to see you, man.
Does something like this kind of get glossed over if you're 30 games over 500? I mean, does that play into this at all, that the chemistry part of it?
Well, I mean, if you're 30 games over 500 and the player has been playing really well and he's a productive part of the group, you probably do. Absolutely, you probably do. I would say it may have been a little bit different, but then if you're 30 games over, this probably never occurs. In the first place, I mean, you probably don't get that kind of a dialogue coming from one player. So, anyway, we've been about being a very tightly knit group. We've been very much about supporting one another, and it's hard to defend those kind of comments when you're trying to build that kind of culture. So at the end of the day, man, listen, he and I are good. Don't get me wrong. We have a good relationship, Biggie and I. And I do wish him nothing but the best. But for right now, we determined what's the best thing for the Cubs right now. We felt this was the best thing for us right now.
Well, Joe Maddon's been around a lot of baseball in his life. He knows the unwritten rules, and he knows that Miguel Montero sort of outstepped his boundaries in terms of what should have been kept in-house as far as the Cubs were concerned.
And you talked to a couple of the players as well.
I did. Anthony Rizzo today talking. I mean, he made his comments earlier in the day today on the radio, but he admitted that despite the fact that he disagreed with what Miguel Montero said, he said he was still surprised that he was designated for assignment.
You know, this is a business, and it's obviously not in any of our control here in the locker room of what goes on outside of it.
You think you could have got past it if he was still here? I mean, you've gotten past other things.
Yeah, I mean, this is we're grown men, you know. A couple words aren't gonna, you know, to hurt your feelings in this industry, especially in the clubhouse. You know, you're in the wrong one. So I think as men, you always settle it, try to keep it in house.
So he broke a protocol, basically.
You know, listen, I said already, and it's try to get ready for Washington now. I think we have a great clubhouse. Guys get along really well. You know, we're all joking around. We're all having a good time. So there's not 25 games over 500. So we got to keep playing. We got to keep playing good baseball and come together and continue to fight.
It's a business, but is it sad, objectively, with Miguel Montero being gone, a guy who's been around since this manifestation of the Cubs?
Yeah, whenever you lose a teammate, it's not fun. Even when the guys get sent up and down to AAA, it's tough. You know, Miggy has had really good moments here with us. He's helped us win a lot of games. And obviously, the big grand slam. So it's got a lot of good memories with him here.
So that's Anthony Rizzo, and guys, the first person that I wanted to talk to when I got into the clubhouse and I saw him standing by his locker was Jason Hayward. Okay. And just because in the times that I've talked to Hayward, I know you guys had Hayward on too.
Mm-hmm. It was
He's great. He is so you ask him questions, he gives you absolutely honest answers. And he was the first person that I got a chance to talk to in the clubhouse today. And so here's Jason Hayward.
This game's tough. I mean, sports are tough. We all want to go out there and do our job well. And when you get challenged a lot of times and when things don't go your way, it's frustrating. I mean, frustrations happen every night in this game. And, you know, as a catcher, you know, especially going from a starting role to a backup role, you like to think, you know, a lot of people are going to ask you about your defense, this and that. You know, that's what people are going to naturally ask you about when, you know, he's done a lot in this game. Two-time All-Star, obviously now world champion, all those things. So, you know, just to have, you know, the heat of the moment escalate into questions and interviews after the game, which is all a part of the game. But, you know, he just, you know, didn't have a chance to blow off his steam, you know, before, you know, going to answer questions. And in general, you know, that's why it's always risky when you take things into the media and your, you know, exact feelings or, no, just, you know, voicing opinions, you know, about your teammates or about the game in general, you know, in the media. It's always a risky thing, I feel like. So when you do that, regardless of how you mean to come off, it's always going to come off, you know, probably not the best in the end. And whatever we say, I feel like is already watered down. So yeah, it's just an unfortunate situation. You know, he put, you know, people in a tough spot with that, as far as them feeling like they need to make a decision. And the front office is always going to make the decision they feel like this is the best decision that they need to make for the team. And that's what we all in here understand, and we have to respect. So again, I hate the way it, you know, ended and the way it went for, you know, for us as a group, and then, you know, how it went for Miggy. Like I said, anytime somebody gets designated, it sucks. So a veteran, someone who's as accomplished, you hate to see it. But it's part of the game, and we got to move on. You know, I wish them well. thanked him for, you know, last year. Told him, like, this is how I'm going to remember you, you know, as far as, you know, your postseason home run and the other knocks and all these things, and, you know, him being who he is as a person and what he brought to us, the good things. And that's kind of just what I told these guys. Like, that's how we got to remember him. And this is a part of the game. Hey, let's just keep it moving. We got a responsibility here.
Thought that was a pretty perfect summary from Jason Hayward, kind of, you know.
I don't know what more you need. Yeah, I don't know what more you need than that. Yeah,
right?
It kind of sucks, but there are consequences to being an openly bad teammate.
You put the front office in a bad spot. They had to react. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that falls under the category of Jason Hayward gets it.
Mm-hmm. As always, Mark.
Thank you, man. That was awesome,
yep.
Dude.
You guys are welcome. Have a great show.
We'll be listening in a half hour when we will hear your dulcet tones again. That is Mark Grody. And now we got an opportunity to get your reaction. There's a lot there. You've heard it now. Again, this is not one of these things that's difficult to understand. Yeah. Everybody knew that as soon as he said it, as soon as you saw it.
Every part of this story has developed right here for you over the last, right, I don't know how many hours.
It's all been right here, and you knew it, and they knew it, and it was time. And a player who has been in decline chose to say something that has consequences, and he was given the consequences, and that's what happens. They didn't want him here anymore.
312-644-6767 is the phone number.